Right. Went according to he did right.
Welcome to the Patcast, the most random podcast on all the internet.
Hello and welcome to the Patcast. It's Monday, July 8th, 2013. I'm Patrick, your host. It's been 2 years since we've done a Patcast? I'm not sure. So we're going to have to run through the lineup here and see who all's here today. To my left, eating a spicy chicken sandwich? A spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's. Not a sponsor. Woohoo! That's Matt Davis. Hello, Matt.
Hello!
What have you been doing the past 2 years?
Well, I've been studying abroad. Chateau of Chattanooga State.
Okay. Chateau?
Things have been doing well. That's about it, though.
I like it. Mm. I like it. Good 2 years.
Thank you.
To my right is lovely Leah.
Hi.
Hello, Leah.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. You haven't been on in a while. But you're back now. To my other right is the one and only Dr. Kenny Sheltonov.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Kenny Sheltonov.
How are you, Doctor?
I'm doing well.
How have your studies been the past 2 years?
Non-existent.
Non-existent. All right. Moving on. Right across from my face is Taylor Wofnots Newman. Hello, Taylor.
Wofnots.
What's been going on?
Had an amazing job. Lost an amazing job. Bought a Mustang.
Lost a Mustang.
No, I still got it, but...
Nothing else happened?
Got married.
Oh, okay.
But we both know that doesn't count that much.
All right.
What?
Huh?
I don't know if that made any sense.
Were you having a wedding to Brandon?
Leah wasn't.
Oh, that's right. Leah
was not there.
Is Brittany here?
Get you, Leah!
Oh, Jesus.
Good girl. Then we've got a first time on the show tonight. His name is Brandon. Say hello, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just eating a little bit of McDonald's, burger, fries, Coke.
We've got McDonald's and Wendy's.
First time appearance on the podcast.
Yeah, first time. How does it feel to be a first timer?
It feels good. Real good, Pat.
Yep.
That's what she said.
Taylor is a five-time.
I already hate it.
Something like that.
Oh, man. I love you, Booker T.
We've also got some other guests here, but they haven't joined us yet. One of them was looking at me out the window a second ago. Give me some sort of sign language.
Where are we, Patrick?
We are at the Goulash Studios. 5.0. We are on the sixth floor. Of the Goulash Studio.
Well, newly, Carter.
It's newly newly renovated. Newly renovated. Brand new carpet. New couch. And new microphones.
Lovely couch.
Yeah.
Who's this that just walked in the door?
Oh, this is Tyler Mullen. Say hello, Tyler.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Past 2 years, what have you been doing?
Nothing.
Lauren is also here. Say hello, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
Say hello louder, Lauren.
Hi.
That was a lot louder.
Mm-hmm. I can tell. It's been 2 years, probably, roughly, guessing.
Yeah, probably about that.
Probably about 2 years. Why the absence? Not sure, but what do they say about absence, Taylor?
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, that's what they say. So, we are back. I don't know how long we'll be back. It might be for a... could be a one night only event. This could be a three month Vegas stay.
Finale.
Could be the grand finale. This might be it. We're not really sure.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
As you can tell, there's no shortage of topics.
No.
We've been stockpiling lots of vibrant conversation over the past 2 years.
Yeah, we've got a bucket over here by Dr. Kenny of topics.
Oh, we should have. I mean. Yeah, we have a bucket with a bunch of topics scribbled on the scratch paper.
Why don't you pull one of those out?
We'll pull one out of the hat.
Pull one out of the bucket.
Yeah, give me the bucket.
There you go.
No, give me the...
Okay, here's your bucket.
No, hand me a...
Just one of the selections. Christ. We don't need everyone.
We are going to talk about CD players.
Are they a thing of the future or a thing of the past?
That's a good question. Will CDs ever reach the level of nostalgia that albums have?
No.
Why?
Because there's far too many of them. I feel like they're overproduced compared to like vinyl.
I still find a certain romance in making CDs.
Yeah.
I usually have a CD that I've made in my car.
Do you light a candle when you burn a CD? Yeah.
In the car? Oh, when I burn it?
while you're burning it.
Yeah, you burn two down.
Yeah.
Because of the romance.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Slow burn. You burn it on the slow speed even though you have a high speed disc burner.
I do not have a high speed disc burner.
So you burn it on a 4X, probably?
Yeah. I put maximum possible.
But just 4X?
Yeah, it caps it.
We're living in the now. We gotta have it fast.
So like 32X? 48X? I don't even know what they cap off at anymore.
Matt Davis!
Matt, you've been burning Taylor's CD?
Matt, when's the last time you burned Taylor's CD?
Yeah.
19...
That's not long ago.
I did hook him up with the new Daft
Punk. Technically, he didn't burn it for me, but he had it and he gave it to me.
So you're saying you didn't buy the new Daft Punk?
I didn't. That was illegal.
Could you please state your name and your address?
Yeah, just state your name, your address. Seems like they're fading, but it doesn't seem like they're quite done yet.
Okay, well, that's not bought a CD either.
I mean, what do you think would take the place of CD, though? Like, what could they make?
Mini discs.
That's going to make you say, oh, I have to buy a new 99 player for my car. Because now CDs are just gone. And I've got some new thing I got to go with. Like, what else could it be?
iPod? Yeah, you're not going to have a new.
Yeah, they're already doing that. They're already putting, you know, iPod jacks and stuff in cars now. I
mean, which is what you're listening to instead of your CD player.
Yeah.
Well, that's what replaced CDs, to answer your question.
But, no, it does it, but in a sense it doesn't, because you're just taking something that was already made and just saying, adding it as a feature. But what is going to actually replace it?
So you want something brand new.
Yeah, something new that's going to be like, oh my gosh, like, throw out the iPod, throw out everything else, throw out CDs. You know, I'm just, man, this is awesome. This has got everything. Bam, right there.
Just like all musical stuff, they always overlap. I mean, you had 8-track and cassettes in cars, and then with, you know, having cassettes and CD players in cars, now it's CD players and, you know, iPods.
Yeah,
MP3.
I haven't seen an iPod in a long time.
I actually haven't either.
Because phones have...
Well, yeah, your phone's
taken the place.
Yeah, your phone is. Not your iPod, yeah.
I've strictly bought your iPod Touch, so I didn't have to use my phone, and then I just got sucked into it somehow.
This year is the first time I've ever owned an Apple product, period. I've never had an iPod, an iMac, anything.
Somebody's got you beat there,
though. I've got an iPhone 5, and that is the first Apple product I've ever had.
I got an iPod.
Oh, you do have one?
I got it in 2004. I still use it.
I thought you just had the Zune.
Yeah.
All right. He traded up for a Zune.
I did trade up for the Zune.
What happened to the Zune?
It's still there.
Do they still make them?
Oh, no, they don't make them. Yeah, I still use mine. Okay. But I'm using my iPod that's 3 years older than my Zune.
Yeah.
What if, check this out. What if, like, the next wave of, like, you know, I guess, like, personal audio, like, sales or whatever would be, like, something like that's in a... like a USB size, like, transmitter. So if everything, like, is going Bluetooth, instead of buying a CD, they just buy something, you know, you never have to worry about, like, scratching the disc or the tape gets, you know, like, going back to cassettes, like the tape getting caught in the player or whatever.
Stick a pin in there.
And you just basically buy, like, a little cartridge or whatever, and you could just press the button on it, and it's, like, wireless technology, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that sound, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Wireless.
Yeah.
No, it's Bluetooth. That's what, I mean,
it'd be like a Bluetooth transmitter. So it's like, I bought the Bluetooth album, or like, I bought...
So pretty much just having it on like a USB.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You get your car, you just plug that in and play that.
Oh, playing it out of... plugging the
whether
car.
It was just a straight file, or whether it was like its own personal little transmitter to where you couldn't just like, say, rip it, like, just go upload the file to anybody's computer. It would just be something you could take and play it.
Hang on, do...
Does that not
already
sense? Oh, some people people sell you. I've seen certain bands that sell their album in a package on a USB. Doesn't mean you can plug it into your car, the USB into your car, and play it. That just means you have the files on a USB.
No, why would you make somebody
have to take care of something
physical. I know what you're saying, but there actually have CD players now that are just, they're Bluetooth compatible to where on your phones, and you pretty much every phone is Bluetooth now, you just stream music. Like, if you're listening to Spotify, you stream it straight through your CD player into your car and listen to whatever the hell you want.
Right.
As long as it's on Spotify.
Yeah, they're putting Spotify
whatever. In cars now, too.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Some certain cars
are pretty much saying, why would you go from having something like Bluetooth, no hardware, to something with hardware, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that it exists already.
Yeah, it does.
We have that.
It exists, yes.
It's done. We did that.
Yeah,
well, here's the thing. There's always going to be those people that do not want to have to pay for a service.
Right.
Unless the service becomes like this huge monopoly, and that's all. That's like the way of the future. And you have
if it became a monopoly, it wouldn't be free anyway. So
the way I was thinking about it, I didn't necessarily think of like just a USB drive. I kept thinking of like, what if it became, it's like its own little Bluetooth controller. So it's not like you can take this little object and just upload it. It's like you own this file or this little transmitter, and your album's on there. And every car nowadays is being equipped with Bluetooth.
I know, but I'm confused, because is that not what your phone is?
It's like an extra step, is what he's saying, because right now,
you can do that on your phone.
That's what your phone is.
If you have a service to stream it.
Right.
No, well, my phone...
If you have the file on your iTunes or whatever, but not everybody has a smartphone.
Yes.
Right.
Does your phone have Bluetooth capability?
Yeah.
You just have to set it up? Well...
But most people that would be using that kind of service would probably already have a smartphone.
Well, like Android phones nowadays, not on iPhones. I haven't found any app on the iPhone, but as far as Android phones go, there are apps that you can just download music for free. And it's not...
Yeah, Apple
have to do with any service, but you can just download it. And it's downloaded to your memory card. You can just pull it up whenever you want, regardless of whether or not you have 4G signal or what. I mean, you can pull it up, and it's there.
Which that definitely...
Which is better. I mean, but, you know... I'm pretty sure that's going to get phased out at some point when, you know, legalities start coming to play about having music and, you know, not having the rights to it and stuff like that. But
Spotify joins Ford's roster of in-car music apps.
Ford.
Ford.
So is there just, like, there's other apps besides Spotify you can probably pull up?
Yeah.
Who knows what?
Yeah, you can download different apps on there.
So.
Or if they're doing that whole, you know, voice activation stuff.
Yeah. You know. So there you go. You think they'll still be they'll be making CDs in 10 years?
No. No, they have been talking about how they're slowly losing sales of CDs every year. It's going away. Laserdisc is the next big thing. No, I'm just kidding.
10 years, I think the CD's gone. Definitely. Out of stores.
I think it'll be closed.
Player in my car.
It'll never be out of McKay's.
Gone. Here we go. I got this big CD, guys. Here we go.
Well, we're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
This is the Padcast. The Padcast. Waking up the screwball in all of us and putting to bed those filthy rumors of horseradish.
Hello. My name is Jerry Fitchrick. I'm sure you've heard that name from your colleagues and companions across the land. People know me for my legendary golf skills as well as my elegant yet finesse wine. You see, my wine doesn't taste or smell like any other wine. My wine isn't flabby, harsh, or cloudy. It's luscious. It's well-balanced. It's noble. And that smell? Oh, the smell. It smells like raspberries and the warm spring air. Come by my new establishment located on the west end of that place you live, Jerry Fishrackett's Driving Range and Winery. Have a glass before you hit the links. You won't regret it. Also, try our champagne.
And we're back. Here's a new segment called Pick Time with Brandon.
That's hilarious.
Brandon, what picture are you showing?
Showing you a picture of 78 dead frogs that I pulled out of my pool the other morning.
Did you put them in a pile, or...?
I just threw them out in the woods. I'm pretty sure raccoon, possum, fox, something like that. Yeah.
Were you just scooping and flinging?
Oh, no. I scooped them all up in one big scoop.
I hope you're visualizing the picture right now.
Yeah. That's outrageous.
We should have fried them. We could have had fried them.
Yeah, why didn't you? Oh, yeah, we could have cooked them.
They're not like small, but that's a hell of a lot of fries.
There's 78 of them.
They're all
I think it'll be all right.
We can have...
Frog nuggets.
Over the past 4 days, I've pulled well over 300.
That other bag of corn chips.
I just
stopped
counting,
your,
like, total.
Electronic music.
Ted's working on two bags of corn chips right now.
So there's woods all around, but all this rain. There's chlorine.
Chlorine kills frogs.
So they get in there, and if they sing there too long, it's soaked into them, they're down.
Chlorine frogs.
That was pick time with Brandon.
Oh, no, I can extend pick time. I want to know where frogs come from. I want to talk about this.
All right.
Because whenever it rains, I can walk outside onto my deck, and I'll just hear frogs going off. I'll hear frogs croaking constantly. Where did these frogs come from?
Heaven.
I have no idea.
I don't live anywhere near a body of water that they would normally congregate in. I don't understand. It makes no sense to me. How do they get there? When it rains, do they just consider like everything wet to be like their territory and they just hop along?
Basically,
I think so.
Here's the thing. A body of water is going to consist of like from the sewers or any kind of like drainage area.
Okay, so there's frogs in the sewers.
Yeah, and they probably spread out a little bit. And especially when it's wet, they explore, I guess, whenever they're maybe trying to mate or anything like that.
One time when I went away for Christmas when I lived in Florida, I always leave the seat down on the toilet. And when I came back after a week and a half, I lifted it up and there was a frog in there.
Like, was it squished?
No, he was living. That seat had not been lifted for a week and a half. And there was a frog. And then he jumped
came
out.
In through the...
And then I called the super, and he chased him under my bed and on my wall, and I finally caught him.
Well, he was there at the tadpole.
Well, yeah, I mean, they search out water. With all this rain,
he came through the toilet, though.
You probably pooped him out.
Either way.
Probably ate a living frog.
You ate a
tadpole. It was the scariest thing ever.
Living frog girl.
Ever.
All right, I'm satisfied.
Or maybe that he made it through your entire...
No, I am. All I needed to hear was sewers. That's fine. Like, that's... I just needed something that I could wrap my brain around.
Imagine if you sat him on the toilet without seeing him.
Yep.
And he jumped...
And then your butt against
jumped
your...
up your butt.
It was a tree frog and just stuck on
Yeah, it was a tree frog.
What in the butt?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, what?
Probably crawled through the crack. Which the crack you can see, you know, how it doesn't close. So, I mean, you're pretty satisfied on the frog situation?
Oh, yeah. All I need to hear was sewers. That's I just need something to wrap my brain around that made some form of sense. It was like when I asked Ryan and Garen what said, when a weatherman says there's a 50% chance of rain, what does that mean? Garen was like, it means there's a 50% chance of rain. I was like, no, there's no way you can predict that. That doesn't make any sense.
Weathermen have the best jobs. They just guess at their jobs and they get paid no matter what.
Hell yeah.
So they don't get fired.
Mel Kiper has the same job description.
I will say, Garen can definitely do their jobs, no problem.
There's a picture online before the draft. The title was, you want to see a picture of a guy who's constantly wrong and never held accountable? And it was Mel Kiper.
That is good. I do like that.
I could do a good job with Mel Kiper.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this guy's first round talent. Then he goes in the first round and be like, well, they saw something in him that I do.
All right, well, this has been the podcast.
Woo!
Everyone, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm not thrilled about this one.
On the next podcast.
Okay, to my left.
Dad gummy.
Oh, my Lord.
No, someone just wants to be on the show. We're going to take our first caller tonight.
Davis's. Oh, yeah, you're doing great. Are you doing well?
He's probably about to order, like, an appraisal.
Which may be recorded for quality. It is to let you know that the Kids Wish Network kicked off its fundraising drive. Now, it's very troubling that many of these special kids may not live to see another birthday or holiday season. So, for that reason, it is the goal of the Kids Wish Network to fulfill the wishes of terminally ill children while they are still healthy enough to enjoy it. And that's why we need your help. Now, Mr. Davis, please keep in mind, we do handle everything on the honor system.
Okay.
We mail a supporter envelope to you first. It is only after you receive it that you will send your 100% tax-deductible donation.
All right.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Can the children count on your support for a one-time donation this year?
I'm sorry. Now, what exactly are you doing here? What's wrong with the kids?
The Kids Wish Network. It is a charitable organization. It was formed in 1997, and it grants special wishes to children that are suffering from serious and terminal illnesses.
Oh, I see.
The only goal of the organization is to fulfill those wishes while those children are still healthy enough to enjoy it.
Now, what are you asking for? Do you want me to fulfill a wish?
No, sir. We were just asking if you could perhaps help out with a tax-deductible donation for the organization.
Oh, I see.
Yes, so, sir. Now, keep in mind, we do handle everything on the honor system, so I would mail an envelope to you first. It is only after you receive it that you would send back your check your money order by return mail.
So just to be clear, I'm sending, like, my money would go to helping these wishes get fulfilled. Like, is this the kind of thing that, like, John Cena does?
I'm not sure. I didn't know John Cena was doing something like that. That's the wrestler, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, okay. Well, can you give me an idea of what a typical wish?
You know, I've heard of instances where a child wishes to go to Disneyland or to meet a rock star, or, different things. With these children, they're terminally ill, so they're not going to be with us for much longer.
Right, understood.
So, yeah, different things like that.
No.
It depends on what that child would wish for.
Right, okay. But you, I mean, because I'm a professional wrestling fan, and I'm curious if there's any professional wrestling wishes granted, because I would love to give a kid the opportunity.
That would be awesome, too. You're a professional wrestler? No.
Yes, I've only been wrestling for a few years, but I'm not big time. But I'm not on John Cena's level.
Oh, so I'm not going to see you on Monday Night Raw.
No. Are you watching Monday Night Raw?
I love wrestling. I mean, I can't say that I've watched wrestling in the past few, but, like, my son, they love wrestling. That's every Monday. And Thursday, ain't it?
Friday. And Friday.
Yeah, that's my son's all day long.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, your son's not eligible for a wish, is he?
No. My son is perfectly healthy.
Oh, good.
Thriving 18-year-old boy.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Man, he's wrong now.
I see.
He gets mad if he's called boy.
Oh, I see. I understand.
Well, can the children count on your support for a one-time donation today, Mr. Davis?
No, not today.
Okay. All right, well, Mr. Davis, thank you so much for your time. It was wonderful talking to you, and perhaps you'll be able to support in the future.
I hope so.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was amazing!
Been wrestling for a few years now.
Hey, I was really hoping that you would say yes, just because you'd send you a packet regardless, since he's like the...
I was hoping you'd give him somebody else's address.
I thought she was pulling on your heartstrings there for a little bit. I was like, oh, she's working this one.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.